This is the Avi Atmerli of the 9th of June 2024. Original date, the 15th of February 2000. Keep your mind clean, your intellect clear, and experience the double light angelic stage. Today, Babdada is seeing children who are the masters of themselves. Self-sovereignty is the birthright of Brahmin life. Babdada has seated every Brahmin on the throne of self-sovereignty. Every Brahmin soul received the right to self-sovereignty as soon as he took birth. The more you remain stable in your stage of self-sovereignty, the more light and might you experience within yourself. Today, Babdada is seeing the crown of light on each child's forehead. To the extent that you have imbibed might within yourself, accordingly, your crown of light is sparkling, number-wise. Babdada has given all you children all powers as your right. Each one of you is a master almighty authority, but you become number-wise in imbibing that. Babdada has seen that all of you have the knowledge of all the powers, and you have imbibed them. However, there is a difference in one aspect. If you ask any Brahmin soul, they would speak about any power very well. They would also speak about their attainments very well. But the difference is that when a particular power is needed, that power is not available. When the time has passed, you realize what particular power was needed. Babdada is telling you, children, your inheritance of all powers is so powerful that no problem should be able to stay in front of you. You have to become free from all problems. All the powers need to be kept in your awareness so that whatever power is needed at a particular time, it will emerge for you to use. In order to do this, keep the line of your intellect clear. The more clean and clear the line of your intellect is, then, because of your sharp decision-making power, the more you will be able to use the particular power you need at that time. According to the time, Babdada wants to see every child free from obstacles, free from problems, and free from having to make laborious or hard effort. All of you have to become this, so it is essential for you to practice this over a long time. You saw what special sanskar Brahma Baba had, instant donations and great charity. From the beginning of his life, the donations he gave were instant. He put everything into practice instantly. Father Brahma's speciality, his decision-making power, was always very fast. Babdada saw the result. He has to take everyone back home with him. All of you are going to accompany Babdada, are you not? Or are you going to follow? Since you have to go back with him, then follow Father Brahma. In performing actions, follow Father Brahma. And in your stage, follow the incorporeal Father Shiva. You do know how to follow, do you not? Do you double foreigners know how to follow? It is easy to follow, is it not? since you just have to follow all your questions of why, what, and how end. You have all experienced that the basis of wasteful thoughts is why, what, and how. It is these that become instrumental for waste thoughts. When you follow the Father, these words will end. Not how, but like this. Your intellect immediately judges. Continue in this way, do it like this. Therefore, Bapdada was especially giving this signal to all you children, whether you have come here for the first time or whether you are the older ones. Keep your mind clean. Many of you still have small or big stains of wasteful and negative thoughts in your minds. Because of these stains, there is a halt in the speed of your elevated effort, your intense effort. Bapdada constantly gives you Srimat. What Srimat does he give you? Constantly to have pure feelings and pure wishes in your mind for every soul. This is a clean mind. Have the attitude of uplifting those who defame you. This is a clean mind. Having wasteful thoughts about oneself or others is not having a clean mind. Therefore, keep your mind clean and your intellect clean and clear. Judge yourself. Check yourself with attention. Not superficially, I'm all right, I am all right. No, think about this and check yourself. Are your mind and intellect clear? Are they elevated? Only when this is so can you make your stage double light. This is the easy way to make your stage equal to the Father's. You cannot practice this at the end. You need to practice this over a long time. So do you know how to check? Check yourselves, not others. Bapdada has told you something amusing previously too. The long-distance vision of many children is very powerful, but their short-sighted vision is weak. This is why they are very clever when it comes to judging others. Do not become weak when it comes to checking yourself. Bapdada has also told you previously that you have now become very firm in thinking of yourselves as Brahma Kumars or Brahma Kumaris. What do you think as you walk and move around? I am a Brahma Kumari. I am a Brahma Kumar. I am a Brahmin soul. Make your awareness and nature natural in this way. When you wake up at Amritvela, think, I am an angel. Make this firm. I, an angel, have entered this corporeal body according to God's Srimat, to give everyone the message and to perform elevated actions. As soon as your task is done, stabilize in your stage of peace. Go into your elevated stage. See others in their angelic forms. This attitude of yours will gradually make others into angels. Your vision will create an impact on others. Is it firm that you are an angel? Have you made it firm for yourself? I am angel. All of you have received the blessing of being an angel. Can you become an angel? That is, can you become double light within a second? Can you become this? Do you practice thinking and becoming this in a second, not in a minute? Not in 10 seconds, but in 1 second. Acha, those who can become this in 1 second, not 2 seconds, but just 1 second. Clap with one hand, that is, raise your hands, not two hands. Can you become this? Don't raise your hands just like that. You double foreigners are not raising your hands. Does this take time? Acha, those who feel that they would like some time, those who are not able to become this in 1 second but would like some time, raise your hands. Many raised their hands. It is good. However, the examination paper at the last moment will come in 1 second. So what would you do then? It will come suddenly. It will be of 1 second. It doesn't matter. You raised your hands and you realised this. This too is very good. However, you mustn't practice under compulsion or because of external situations, but you have to practice it. It is very, very, very essential to practice this. Okay, even then, Bapdada will still give you some more time. How much time do you need? Do you need time up to the end of 2000? All of you have issued a challenge for the 21st century. You beat those drums. Do you remember this? You issued a challenge that either the Golden Age world will come or that you will create that atmosphere. You did issue this challenge, did you not? Therefore, up to that moment, there is still plenty of time. Each of you needs to pay more attention to yourself. It is not a question of whether you are able to, but that you have to pay attention to yourself. For instance, how much time does it take for you to come into body consciousness? 2 seconds? When you come into body consciousness, even though you don't want to, how long does it take? How much time does it take? 1 second? Or is it even less than that? You are not even aware that you became body conscious. Therefore, also practice this. No matter what is happening, no matter what you are doing, you should remain unaware that you have naturally become soul conscious and are in a powerful stage. Let your angelic stage be natural. When you make your nature angelic, this nature will make your stage natural. Therefore, after how much time should Bapdada ask you again? How much time do you need? Janti, speak. How long do you need? Speak on behalf of everyone abroad. How long do you foreigners need? Janak, speak. Daddy G said it will happen today, it will not be tomorrow. If it happens today, then all of you have now become angels. Not that you will become this, but that you are this. However, if you are to become this, then when? What sanskar of Brahma Baba did Bapdada reveal today? Instant donations, great charity. Bapdada loves every child. Therefore, he thinks that no child of his should become anything less. Why should you become number wise? It would be so good if all of you became number one. Acha. Bapdada speaking to the brothers and sisters of the administrator's wing. What program have you created amongst yourselves? Have you created a plan for making intense effort through which you elevated souls will be able to take this task into your own hands? You want to transform the world. Therefore, the whole administration will have to be transformed, will it not? Have you thought about how this task can be done easily and how it can spread? Have you at least made a plan to give a message to the instruments in the big cities personally? They should at least understand that transformation can take place through spirituality and that it has to happen. This is why this wing has been created, to awaken those of your own profession. Therefore, Bapdada is pleased to see the service that this wing is doing. However, he also wants to see the results as to the extent to which each wing has served those of their own wing and given them this message. Or have you only awakened them a little? Have you made them into your companions? Cooperative companions? You may not have made them into Brahma Kumars, but have you made them into cooperative companions? Bapdada is saying this to those of all wings. Leaders of religion came. The foremost souls didn't come, but at least those who did come all came together on one stage. And everyone said that we now need to come together and spread the power of spirituality. In the same way, everyone of any wing who has come has to attain three kinds of results. First, to what extent has everyone in that profession received the message? Second, the result that spirituality is seen as necessary and that they too can become cooperative. They won't become regular students, but they can be cooperative. Whatever service each of the wings has done until now, like the leaders of religion who came just now, similarly invite one person from each wing. First, do it in India, and you can then do it internationally. Let those of all the different stages in every wing come together and feel that they themselves should become cooperative. What is the result of this type of service from each wing so far? What do you plan for the future? If one person from each wing keeps this aim and brings others closer, then all the closely cooperative souls from each wing can come together as a group, and the group can then be made larger. When they see one another, they also develop zeal and enthusiasm. They are now all scattered. There are this many in one city and this many in another city. There are very good ones. However, first, organize a gathering of these souls and then invite them all to come for a gathering in Madhuban. So have you made any such plans as this? You must definitely have made some. Do you have any such plans? Those abroad were also sent a message that there were many who are scattered everywhere. Just look at Barrett alone. Many good souls have emerged in different places, but they still remain incognito. organise special programmes for them all to come together and share their experiences. This will make a lot of difference and bring them closer. There may be 5 from one wing, 8 in another wing, 25 to 30 in another wing. Bring them into a gathering like this and they will be able to make progress. Their zeal and enthusiasm will increase. So you should now have the result of all the wings that have been served until now. So did you all hear this? Are those from all the wings listening to this? The special ones from each wing who are present today, raise your hands. There are many of you. Therefore, now hand in this result as to who and how many cooperate with you and to what extent. You will be told later of a program you should hold for them. An entertaining program will be made for them. Is this all right? Madaban. Those from Madaban should not be idle. Do you wish to be idle? You want to remain busy, do you not? Or do you become tired? You have 15 days leave every now and then. You have to have this. However, let there also be program after program so that you maintain your zeal and enthusiasm. Otherwise, Daddy says, when they have no service to do, there is a complaint. Should Baba tell you about this complaint? Daddy says that all of you want to go to your own towns and villages. You say that you want to go and visit them, that you want to visit them and do some service there. This is why it's good to keep you busy. If you remain busy, there won't be any conflict. Babdada is giving multi-million-fold congratulations to the residents of Madaban because of your one speciality. Not even 100-fold, but multi-million-fold. For what speciality? Those of Madaban have such deep love to serve whoever comes that whatever is within them remains hidden. They all seem very avyat. They seem to be tireless. The remarks that those who visit here make when they leave is, each one here seems like an angel. At that time, you develop special willpower, so this speciality of yours is very good. You have the sparkle of service. So Babdada is giving you this certificate. You should be given congratulations, should you not? Therefore, at least applaud those from Madaban. Very good. At that time, even Babdada comes to visit all of you. Not all of you are aware of this, but Babdada does also come to visit you. Therefore, this speciality of Madaban will increase even more. Acha. Media wing. The media wing has also started abroad, has it not? Babdada sees that good efforts are now being made on the media. News from here has begun to come in the newspapers, and you serve them with love. At least you have served them. So you are receiving the fruit of the effort you have made. Just as you give time to the TV people, so you should also especially give time to the newspaper people. It comes every day, does it not? Then there was mention of Srila Ben's lectures. Therefore, this is good progress. Everyone has a very good experience when they listen to that. Similarly, let there be an article, especially in the papers too, once a week or every other day, saying that it is now the time to increase spiritual power. Make such effort. In fact, you are successful and your connections are increasing. Now perform some wonders through the newspapers. Are you able to do this? Can this group do this? Those who are going to do this, raise your hand. When there is zeal and enthusiasm, there is success. Why can this not be possible? Ultimately, the time will come when all facilities will be given to you to use, offers will be made to you. They will offer you these and will want something in return, saying, "Give us something, give us something." Take our help. At present, you have to tell them, "Be cooperative." Then they will ask, "Let us become cooperative to you." Make this aspect firm. Angel, angel, angel. Then see how quickly everything happens. You won't have to chase after them, but they will automatically come chasing you like a shadow. They are waiting simply because your stage is still waiting. Become ever ready, and then it will just be a question of turning the switch on, that's all. You are doing very well and will continue to do so. To all the self-sovereign souls everywhere in this land and abroad, who, whether in their physical forms or their subtle forms, are celebrating a meeting. To the special souls who reveal their elevated right in their behaviour and on their faces. To those who follow Bapdada at every step. To those who constantly keep their minds clean and their intellects clear. To the souls who make such intense efforts. To the double light children who constantly stay with the Father and will return home together with the Father. Bapdada's love, remembrance and namaste. Blessing. May you be one who has unlimited disinterest and who uses all the facilities while being uninfluenced and detached. To be one with unlimited disinterest means not to be attached to anything and to be constantly loving to the Father. This loving nature makes you detached. If you are not loving to the Father, you cannot be detached and would have some attachment. Those who are loving to the Father remain beyond all attractions. That is, they remain detached. It is said to be the stage of being immune, and not one who is going to be influenced by any limited attraction. Those who use some creation or facility while being immune to them are Raj Rishis who have unlimited disinterest. Slogan: where there is cleanliness and honesty in your heart, the Lord is pleased. Om Shanti.